We're up to Simin Tuf Nun Gimel, the halachas of making matzah. We're up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Ha'idna also lilsos bein chitin bein sa'orim. Now, in the days of the Gemara, one was not allowed to go and wash the grain just before grinding, only for barley, because barley is soft and becomes chametz quickly. And the same for oats. And the same for rye. Whereas, with regard to chitim, with regard to wheat, because it is quite hard, it doesn't become chametz that easily, and lasisa, washing it just before grinding, was permissible. However, today, ha'idna, this is what the machaber means, we are not bucky in how to see to it that it doesn't become chametz, and therefore we do not allow any kind of lasisa whatsoever. Not only that, if you did lasisa, we say it is aser banot on Pesach. Now, if you're not going to be nana, just to hold it, if it was wheat and you washed it and ground it immediately, the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it over Pesach, but you're not allowed to have any hanah from it. Whereas if it's barley, since the Gemara says that it becomes chametz very quickly, the halacha would be that you couldn't even keep it over Pesach. Sivav sakim shenostan bem kemach kol hashana, sacks that are used for flour all year long. If you want to put the flour for matzah, and you're going to wash it very well, you would have to undo all of the seams, whether it be the seams in the edges or whether it be that they have patches on them, because we're afraid that some flour got caught inside. Now, you have to wash this, first of all, in hot water with shifshuf, which means you're rubbing on it. In other words, hot water in the washing machine. And the problem is that the flour that is stuck inside, like at the very edge of the seams, does not come out. When you wash it, it becomes chametz and ends up getting stuck there. So what you'll have to do is actually scrape it with a knife. The Achronim write that we are really afraid that you're not going to do a perfect job in washing it, and therefore you should have new sacks for Pesach flour. The Magen Avraham says that if what you find in the edges looks like dough, little pieces of dough, then even b'di'eved, it's going to aser your matzah, because the halacha, it's going to aser the flour, because the halacha is that once it becomes like doughy, once you get clumps of flour that are stuck together, we consider that yavish, and it is not bottle, and it is chozer v'nei, or even if it was bottle before Pesach. The same thing, now this halacha was talking about where you keep chametz flour in all year. Even a sack that you keep Pesach flour in all year, but now you'd like to wash it and put more Pesach flour in, or last year's Pesach flour, you want to wash it, the same halacha would be true. Because our problem is not necessarily that the flour is chametz on its own, it's that when you wash it, you're going to turn the flour into chametz. So in either case, you would have to undo the stitching, scrape off whatever chametz is there, make sure that you got rid of every bit of flour, and only then could you wash it. And once again, our minig is to take new sacks of flour. We do not use sacks of flour that were used for chametz, and we do not go washing the sacks even from Pesach flour.